If you think all car washes are made equally, you're in for a surprise when you experience the Caliber car wash difference. Free detailing stations, air guns, ultra UV protection, and the best washes on the market? Welcome to Caliber Car Wash. Make up for years of subpar washes. Caliber Car Wash memberships offer unlimited washes every month, and with membership tiers, there are options for every budget and wash preference. Are you ready to finally have the clean you've always wanted? Head to CaliberCarWash.com to find a location near you. It's time to experience the next level of car service with a limitless membership.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I thought this was America. Naked Florida man with a beer and women's panties was arrested for exposure at a crowded beach. Topsail State Park, the 60-year-old Freeport and more than one ways man was found naked, N-E-K-K-I-D, between two beach umbrellas. He had multiple beer cans next to him and a pair of women's underwear. He was booked into jail for his exposure of sexual, S-E-C-K-S-H-U-L, sexual organs, said officials. His name, Martin LaBeouf. Are you kidding me? Martin the Beef. For real, 60 years old. What is happening with his face in this photo, in his mugshot? Did he get punched in both cheeks? Looks like he did. But he was sitting between them two umbrellas, and there was no women with him, police noted, which is actually hysterical. He had ladies' underwear, but there weren't no ladies that was with him. And they said it was a crowded day at the beach. Families were out and about. And thankfully, they said only two adults. Those were the only people who saw him exposing himself. He was arrested and booked into Walton County Jail for being a pervert. $2,500 bond. There you go. I'm offended. That is an abridgment of my right to not see gross stuff. You know, like, that's nasty. Also, let's see. A guy with a horn tattoo and on his face faces burglary charges. I am very surprised that a man who made poor choices about facial tattoos would also make poor choices about taking property that's not his. Aren't you so shocked? So here's the other big story. And this happened in Frisco, Texas. Frisco, Texas. Frisco, Texas is... You know, it's a suburb of Dallas. The DFW, they call it the DFW Metroplex. You have Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's the cities are so huge and they've expanded so much that they just kind of, you know, morphed together. And now it's, you know, it's just called, you know, DFW. But this is a suburb of Dallas in Frisco. Nice area, right? Nice, you know, family area. And there was a track meet with several Texas high schools on Wednesday of this week, and it got violent. It got violent in the stands, not even like in the locker room. Somebody decided to do this right out in the public. One student stabbed another after an altercation over a seat in the stands. Austin Metcalf, a standout football star, was attending, sitting in the stands. The fight broke out after a student from another school, 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony, was told he was sitting in the wrong place. He brandished a knife and stabbed Metcalf in the chest. Metcalf's twin brother, Hunter, was also there and tried to save his brother. He stated, "I tried to whip around as fast as I could. I looked at my brother, and I'm not going to talk about the rest. I tried to help him." And I can't imagine watching your identical twin be murdered in front of you. They rushed Metcalf to the hospital. He did not make it. His dad said, "I could see all the blood. I saw where the wound was, and I was very concerned. I found his brother. We rushed to the hospital. And we prayed." He goes, "It's God's plan. I don't understand it, but they weren't able to save him. This is murder." It is murder. I have a very unpopular opinion that I'm about to unleash. A lot of people are making this a race issue because the student was black who stabbed Carmelo Anthony's black and Metcalf is white. And I don't know if it's a race issue or if it's a troubled young man issue or a boy issue. I don't know. But, I mean, and this Metcalf has such a bright future ahead of him. I think that Carmelo Anthony should be eligible for the death penalty. I don't want people like that walking around on my streets. And I think that society rots because we have this insipid, remedial, immature version of restorative justice, and society continues to rot because the rot thrives on that indulgence. I think Carmelo Anthony should be put to death. I think anybody who does anything like this, race has nothing to do with it. If you are so savage that you can't go to a track meet without stabbing someone in the chest, you don't deserve to be on this mortal coil. And I think that if we had strong enough punishments and strong enough deterrence, then maybe people would think twice about throwing their lives away because they got mad over a bleacher seat. This is inexcusable, absolutely inexcusable. And I know, and I've seen it, I know most of the debate has, you know, devolved around, oh, it's a racial issue. Where are people rioting in the streets over that? That isn't even, like, for me, that's not even the priority here. The priority here is that there is no deterrent and people think that they can do stuff like this with little to no repercussions. And there, a disagreement over a bleacher seat isn't worth losing your life over because you killed someone in response. I mean, that's, but I will say, yeah, there's not going to be no public outrage. There's not going to be any protests. There won't be any marches. There's not going to be anything to that effect. And the media is not really talking about it. I do agree with all of that. And the family, you know, to their credit, they're not wanting to make this political, but they are saying this is murder. And they're right. And I think that their tact is the right one to take. It is murder. If you're reacting like that before you hit age 21, you are going to act like that and continue behaving that way. And it's going to get worse. That is simple statistics. This is what insurance companies, when they render decisions about what they're the rates are going to be for new drivers. That's why young men get, you know, they have higher rates than others. Once you get into this, once you have this, you start this behavioral pattern, and when it's affirmed by a lack of consequence in the judicial system, you are stamping a forever criminal. You are just creating one. And maybe, I know some people think it's harsh. I'm all for the death penalty, and I have no problem. I think it's insipid to compare it to abortion. And I see people do that all the time. I'm like, wait a minute, you're comparing a grown young adult or a grown person who knows the consequence of their decision and chooses to behave in a violent and reckless manner anyway, fully aware of the consequences for it. You're comparing that person's choice of free will to that of an innocent baby at the mercy of the mother in which the baby resides. That's drunk logic. That's bad. Let's not do that. That's like the logic equivalent of girl math. Let's not. But, and I don't think this is, and I know, like I said, I know people are making it a race issue, but I'm tired of weak consequences. Weak consequences breed reckless society. I think he should be eligible for the death penalty. To just do that, to stab someone in the chest, to have such a short fuse that you're going to kill somebody over a bleacher seat, you need to be off this mortal coil. The planet will not benefit with your existence. Get out. People can, this is how I look at it. You're going to have a nicer society when people realize that there's consequences for such barbaric behavior. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Kel-Tec PR57. It is a new build from Kel-Tec. It's a 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol, and it's first of its kind, 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. And that innovative rotary barrel makes it so light, so nice. Now, I keep joking about this and because I just find it funny. The left always says, oh my gosh, the clips, they call them clips. They can be correct with this one for once because it doesn't use a traditional magazine. This is the other reason why it's so light and slim. The unique top-loading design replaces the traditional mag with a stripper clip. So you have a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity. Super little recoil, quickest and easiest field strip out there. The MSRP is only $399. Y'all, this is so affordable. It's crazy. I'm just saying Mother's Day is coming up. Ladies, if you want a nice 5.7 that you actually can realistically carry, this is it. Dudes, if you just want a lighter, thinner one, this is one for you too. Because, you know, Father's Day is after Mother's Day. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. It's the first of its kind Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Democrats now insist they have a huge momentum shift after those special elections turned out pretty much like we thought they would. President Trump has the audacity to claim he should be able to decide who works for him. And Trump makes the media look like Wile E. Coyote again over comments about a third term. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Need knife control in D.C. D.C. mass stabbing suspect was arrested after attacking six people, including innocent bystanders, at random in a substance-fueled frenzy. Try that in a concealed carry town. The D.C. police, they responded to the scene. It was 2 miles from the Capitol. It was like 3:20 p.m. yesterday after we got off air. They found him, the male suspect, on the ground suffering from stab wounds. But he had hurt a number of people. They said he was in a, quote, alternate mental state from an unknown substance. And that's how it began. Also, rising odds. I am really upset over this. And I feel betrayed. Smog. The asteroid that we thought might, you know, kind of ping the Earth is actually threatens to hit the moon instead. I mean, you know, that's going to just mess stuff up for everybody, but it's not going to be the end of humanity, sadly. I'm saying it's a huge asteroid. It has a 4% chance of smashing into the moon. So there is a chance, though. They thought it's the size of it is capable of leveling a city, according to data from the James Webb Space Telescope. It has a 3.1% chance of hitting our home planet. Highest chance, more than any other asteroid that they've measured previously. And it required the Earth's planetary defense community to leap into action. Further observations quickly ruled out the asteroid called 2024 YR4, or Giant Disappointment, will strike Earth on December 22nd, 2032. Wow, we gotta wait that long. Maybe it can change its trajectory. Could we send Bruce Willis up there and have Aerosmith play and he can like jackhammer the asteroid into a new trajectory? I mean, I'm sure it's possible. I know engineering, guys, because I can eyeball a wall and hang a picture. I have a story about that. It was like perfectly in the center. I swear to you. My husband was like, that's an exception, not a rule. Stop it. Amazon has a bid to buy TikTok per New York Times. Does that mean we got to use TikTok if somebody buys it? You telling me I got to create an account on TikTok? I will annoy the hell out of everybody on purpose. I will create the most horrible content. So, they said that they put in a last minute offer to buy TikTok. We're playing wait and see if they take up the offer. Well, San Francisco's rethinking its free handouts of drugs and drug paraphernalia. Wow. I wonder why that's happening. San Francisco's now scratching their heads thinking, you know what? Maybe it wasn't a great idea to hand out free drugs and drug paraphernalia to drug addicts. Maybe it wasn't a good idea. It's like, you know, giving kids to a kid toucher. Why would you do this?
When was it ever a good idea, though?
They thought it was at some point.
They literally had
billboards around the city where it was like, do it with friends, people partying and doing drugs. Like, what? What in the world? To call San Francisco liberal is an insult to classical liberalism. I'm not going to do Tocqueville that way. They are morons. It's a moron city. And so, yeah, they said that they were giving people clean foil pipes and plastic straws so they could smoke their fentanyl and methamphetamines. Oh my gosh, you guys are so nice. You know what's going to make someone stop doing drugs and living on the streets and being a tax-paying responsible citizen? Giving them more foil to smoke their crack in. Do you use foil for crack? I don't even know. It's like a little, it's like a barefoot Contessa out there. What the hell? Right? Here's my ingredients. Here's what you're going to need for your fentanyl. You're going to need your foil. I don't even know what else you need. Anyway, so they spent, by the way, hundreds of thousands of dollars annually on these supplies. And speaking of California, two cities in SoCal now have the highest sales tax in the county in the country after the law went into effect, in addition to the high income tax and everything else. Great job, guys. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com. Why is it? Now, you guys know I love me some sports ball, right? Love the sports ball. Actually, the only sport that I care about is baseball. And I keep up with the Cardinals. If I can't watch, you know, every game, I'll keep up with how they're doing in the season. And I used to love watching basketball and can't play it to save my life, even though I tried every varsity, every other thing, but not basketball. Killed my soul. It was the one thing I couldn't get varsity, and I was so livid. But anyway, so, you know, I don't really pay much attention to basketball. So this was out of my purview. But then Steve made mention of it. And I'm trying to figure out who the babysitters are that are fining people for just a non-disruptive celebratory gesture that is not vulgar on the court. And I'm talking about this $75,000 fine for Ja Morant, who they said he did a gun celebration before hitting the Grizzlies game winner at the buzzer. And it was 14-9. Morant put his hands up to simulate. I have to say, his are actually pretty, because is he like simulating holding a rifle, even though he makes a handgun with one? Yeah, that one angle looks like he's. And like NBA sent, one of the NBA Central accounts tweeted, "Oh, here is Morant with a gun gesture again. Like it's bad." Would you people stop these giant pansies? And Morant said after the win, he goes, "I feel like I've been the villain for the last 2 years, not even just to this crowd." He was well aware that the gestures have made headlines. The NBA apparently was looking into it. What do you got to look into? Right. This is how you make it. What do you got to look into, you geniuses? And then you have these people who are like, this is Morant doing the exact same celebration on four different games over the last month. Why is he $75,000? What is the objection to it? Is it because it's a gun? Is that what it is? Yeah. I mean, I don't see how, and I could understand for, you know, if he did something that was like disruptive, right? If he did something that was disruptive and interrupted play or was a distraction, or if he was vulgar, right? I could get that. You would persuade me, but I don't think this falls into that category. Now, Steve was the one who saw it, and I'm going to ask you, Steve. So is it just because he's making the gun gesture, that's it?
Yeah, I mean, his perspective is that, I told you off break that he got caught on an Instagram Live holding a firearm in a car, like when he was like 20 years old. And ever since then, the NBA has had him under a microscope. So every time he does that fake gesture, they've been itching to find him, and now they're going to finally do it.
$75,000. That is insane. You know what? He ought to get a tattoo of a gun on his hand and just hold his hand up. That's what he ought to do. I would do that. Or like just get a rifle tattooed on the side of your finger and just hold your finger out. Just, is that mean? I just can't believe that that's something that's a finable offense. That's a finable offense. I'd still do it. He's probably has like more money than the average bear, I would say. So he can probably afford it, but it's just stupid. It's like getting mad at the kid in school that ate his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, right? Asinine. People have this. What do they think? Did they think his hand's going to turn into a gun? Like anime? It's going to just like morph into a gun? I don't. No Gun's life. He's going to turn into that. Except his head. It's a hand. What in the world? But he said he was well aware that these gestures have made headlines because there are pansies out in the world. And he's not. I mean, I don't understand. Just so goofy. $75,000.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.